Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello.
Let's make some noise for the podcasters.
Well done.
And that's that, guys. That's all you get.
That's it.
Andy Lee on the show today.
Yes, talking about
charming
his new book.
Charming guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's charming.
He's a nice man. Yes. Mm. We talk about the Short King.
Yes.
Mm.
The Short King's getting around.
Yeah. You're in fashion.
Yes, for
I
now.
Really, I don't really see you as short.
No, but I'm not tall.
No, yeah.
They're saying short is under 175,
right.
I think, which Maddie is 172 or 173.
Something like that.
Right. I'm 160.
But the hair bumps you up.
That is the crown of the Short King.
There you go.
A mohawk.
Yep. So technically, you're average size.
Jeez. He shaved his hair for a while and he's like, no, that's hashtag too Short King.
I was always quite small, not even just in height, but like quite skinny and everything when I was a little kid. You know, my mum used to do the classic, good things come in small packages.
Right.
You know, that was always...
So weird in my household, like, so I've got a brother that's taller than you, Steph.
Yeah, he's ginormous. I'm 187, 6 foot two and a bit.
Yeah, so he'd be a bit taller than you. And then one who's shorter than me.
Mm.
So it'd be 100.
Really?
I got a mate that's
so
taller than me.
So it'd be 163.
Different dads?
Same dads, although we always question that.
Yeah. I got a mate that's taller than me and his parents are tiny.
Yeah, well, both they can say that it can go by your grandparents.
Right.
And sort of skip. But yeah, I don't know. But even when they were younger, one ate and we never knew if he became tall because he ate so much or if he ate so much because he was destined to be tall.
Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, so he used to have 12 Weet-Bix in the morning, then go swimming, and then he'd come home and have 12 Weet-Bix. And it was so annoying because he used to eat it out of a salad bowl.
Right.
So he'd have a salad bowl and then pour it in, where my other brother would have like two.
That's crazy. Well, do you know, there's a guy I've seen on TikTok and he is quite interesting to watch because his parents both have dwarfism. I believe that's how you would say it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't.
Right.
So he's got a sibling who does.
Yeah.
But he is actually quite a tall, slim guy.
Right.
And his whole family.
Mm. Yeah. Because I don't know if it's.
All have the condition.
Wow.
If it's dominant gene. But
But like, imagine that, like your whole family is, and then you're like, oh, that's my mum. And he talks about on his channel a lot about how people are like, no, that can't be your mum. He's like, well, it is my mum.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Mm.
But how their house is designed, because he's normal height, but their house is designed
for smaller
people to be able to reach and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. But I don't know if normal size, I guess you would say, have a child.
That be short.
Or I don't know. I know that when you go and do like genetic testing and they go through different possibilities and stuff like that, because some of it can be, what is it called? A regressive gene. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a dominance gene, just because I knew this because we've got night blindness in the family and they do like the stats.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I know for that one of us has to have it to be able to pass it on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But he's quite interesting. I wish I could remember his name. You know when someone pops up in your feed
and you're like, I'm always going to remember that.
Yeah. And you never do. And you're like, why did I not like that? So I could go, because I find that really interesting.
Mm.
But anyway. So Andy Lee joins us. We talk Short Kings and...
Secret Sound.
More guesses for that.
Mm.
Here we go. Let's get this podcast on the road.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's the cream of the crop when you want to build a shop. He's just a champion bloco who really enjoys his smoko. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Hey, how are we, ladies and gentlemen? Pretty prison people, love yous. How are yous?
Good,
yeah,
thank
good.
You.
Good?
Yeah. Yes, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not in the kitchen at the moment, though, Stav. I'm at work.
Oh, you got this early. Look at you. You're an animal.
Wow, that's an early start.
You're such an amazing man. Why don't you tell us how amazing you are?
Yeah. How good was Mother's Day for you, eh? That was pretty hit list. That was probably the best thing ever.
What did you do?
What was so good about it? Me going to buy the lunch?
You got a card and you got the chance of winning $60 million this Thursday. How good's that?
We get lotto tickets for each other.
Oh, yeah.
As, yeah, sort of a, like, good luck, get away from me. sort of thing.
Here's your exit plan.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have that.
What happens, though, Scotty, if she wins, because it's her gift, you guys will be in like a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard situation where it's like, no, I need half. No, it was Mother's Day.
Yes, I hope she doesn't leave a cat poo on my bed when she goes.
I see you guys have discussed this already.
I haven't. I don't know how Scotty's across the news because he doesn't normally read any of those stories.
One of the boys at work told me about it. I was like, maybe we should bring that up on the radio.
Yes, okay.
Anyway.
Yep. Hey, Scotty, okay, has your missus ever done a poop on your bed?
Mine hasn't. I was just asking if yours have.
Asking for a friend. So Mother's Day. We're discussing Mother's Day today?
No, he wants to explain what a champion he is.
Oh, no, not really. In hindsight, I am, but not really, am I, honey? But anyway, I'm a champion because I've been cooking up storms lately. My lovely wife reckons I don't cook enough. What I do now is I put a D on the calendar for every night I cook because for some reason she thinks I don't cook. So,
Have you put D for dad or D for dinner? Because our son, our 7-year-old, was like, "Oh, that's D for dick."
You know what? Yeah, that's right. Kids have got one track minds, don't they?
Well, most
we do.
Toiletry talk.
I was going to say, is that D for I've cooked?
So I said that Scotty doesn't cook, and he doesn't. He goes, "I cook all the time," and I said, "No, you don't. That's an unrealistic thing. You don't." So he's like, "I'm going to write on the calendar every time I do."
Right.
So. Yeah. He reheated the lunch that the kids didn't eat on Saturday and produced it on the table and then wrote a D. I'm like, that's not a cook.
Hang on. I put the oven on. I put some extra chicken bits in there and I did some veggies, mate.
Slow down, Gordon Ramsay. All right.
Yes, exactly right, Stav. That's right.
Okay.
So what's the date? Hey, the 9th?
10th.
10th. And you've got 2 D's.
Already I've got 5 D's on there. How good's that, people? How good's that, people?
5 D's. That's hard.
He's got 2 D's. He's got 2.
No, I don't.
He reckons he's got 5.
On the calendar, I'll take a photo. Well, I'm not at home now, but anyway.
I'll get a photo just to share with the group, because your lying is disgusting.
You guess what, last night, honey? Got to put a D on there. I'm going to put another D on for last night.
Oh, you're doing
What did you make?
Sausages and veg.
That's still food.
You love sausages.
Yeah, it's still food.
Yeah.
I do agree with Scott. I think it is tough when you say, oh, he's just reheated. But if he's added something, like just as simple as melted cheese on top of whatever already exists, that is, in fact, a whole new meal.
And also, when you cook, though, you can't say, what do you want me to cook? It's taking the initiative. That's what I don't want him to go, what am I cooking tonight?
Because
I never ask him.
Yeah, so Scotty, you have to.
Is that
just
rooster in the background?
No, that was Webby.
Okay, all right.
Oh, right. We didn't hear him if he was naughty.
No, nothing naughty. He just said, "Oh, you're going to put me on the radio because he walked over to me." You know. Yeah. Anyway,
tell him we're not going to do that.
I want to steal my thunder.
So Scotty, you can't ask Abby either. If you say to her, "What do you want me to cook?" It doesn't count.
No. Does it count? Is it a half D?
No, you can't. It's like, what do you like? It's like, try things. Let me know. Don't ask. I don't want to tell.
Right.
Well, I don't want to upset her because I'll give you an incident. The other day, I cooked up the mince and I made a nice pasta sauce, and then she came home and she said, "Well, you haven't left any, you know, off for me, because I don't want to eat that."
So he puts too much tomato sauce in mine.
Oh.
So I like to cook it separately.
Yeah. On the other hand.
You're feeling my pain?
Yeah. Okay.
Scotty, just say to her, you get what you get.
And you don't get upset.
Yes.
Okay. Very true. Thank you. Can't wait for dinner tonight.
Yeah. And if you get Scotty's spaghetti, you don't get upsetty.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to talk.
All right. Enjoy your day, guys.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105. Playing game.
Okay. This blows my mind because our lovely producer, Ash, moved up from New South Wales. Yeah, she still supports the Blues. Sorry about that. But she's moved up to be our producer. How long ago?
8 months.
Eight months.
Yeah.
Feels longer.
So maybe nine.
Ash moved up by herself, and then shortly
in a
after,
good way.
Her partner Dan, her boyfriend, joined her. So you guys live together in the valley, yep. And he was yet to get a job.
Yes,
and I was saying, like, what is he doing during the day?
Mm-hmm.
And you said to the group, well, he has a lot of raids.
Yep. A lot of raids.
And we
raids.
Were like, what?
Is he a police officer?
Yeah, like, federal.
He's in the drug squad.
Yeah.
He's not. These are raids with other gamers online. So he plays World of Warcraft.
Wow.
And a few other different games, but 2 days a week he does raids with all these other gamers.
Yeah, he does.
Across the country.
Yeah.
He has set times for uh-huh. it, and he's really, yeah, doing a lot of gaming.
What's his role in the raids?
His role is, I'm pretty sure he's a healer.
Right. That's a good boyfriend material right there.
Is it?
Mm. Like caring. All right,
caring.
So Dan joins us. Morning.
Good morning.
So, Dan, can you explain the raid?
Explain the raid. Well, it's basically 25 people working together to kill bosses in a game.
Okay, and when you say you've got to do a set time, does one person set the time or is the computer game set the time? Excuse my ignorance.
No, it's a guild-wide thing, so we all decide what time we're going to raid.
So it depends what time the kids get
That's
home from school.
That's what I'm saying,
school.
Like, has someone gone, oh, sorry, I've got to pick up the kids from school, or does everyone just drop everything for this raid?
The kids are at school, they're coming home.
Yeah, so there's 25 people, so it's... kind of hard to coordinate, so you're going to be... There's a schedule. It's very organized. There's a roster.
Yeah.
With a roster.
There are substitutes sometimes if people need.
All right.
So are they all adults or are there sometimes children in there?
They're all adults. Okay. The youngest you'll get is probably high 20s.
But Abby, you've got to be slightly impressed with that. There's 25 people organizing themselves, probably generally mostly males, organizing themselves twice a week for a catch up.
No, it's impressive. Insane. But do you know what the thing is? Often a lot of them are putting other stuff aside. Like Ash, for example, is put aside.
Yeah, but he comes back around.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so Dan has to make that a priority.
Yeah.
So if you were going to do something on that night, it's like, no, I've got a raid because 24 other people are counting on me.
Yeah, so 7:30 Mondays and Wednesdays is when we have the raids.
We have the raids.
Yeah.
I find it hard because my first boyfriend, he was so computer obsessed that we didn't go to parties because he was playing some computer game and he couldn't leave it.
Final Fantasy, I think it was.
I don't know. But then I'd be ready just going, are we leaving? And then it wouldn't be enough time.
It's online. I can't pause.
So does he then, if he's organised to raid with his friends, does he then schedule raiding you in? Like, does that become a...
usually when there's a raid on, he cooks dinner every night, so the dinner I get isn't as good if there's a raid because he doesn't have as much time to spend on that.
Mm. How long is a raid, Dan?
About 3 hours.
Okay.
We do it for?
Yeah.
3 hours?
God.
Yep.
Yeah, so if it's new content, then sometimes we'll stay up a little bit late and be a bit naughty.
Yeah, gotta poke around.
Wow.
Yeah. So Abby is actually disgusted.
No, Dan, how's the job going? Are you starting to work now?
I am. I got my first day today.
Yay. Don't drop in the raids for a little while, okay? You know, to the new job, like, just, yeah.
You'd be surprised. I know you guys aren't into them, but it's a huge culture and they're very popular and some very big people play them.
Why don't you do raids?
I'm not into it.
I want it on 131060. Does gaming come first in your household? Because I get it, like I get trying to get the kids off, you know, gaming and I'm like, all right, that's enough, time limits. But if I was working around my husband doing it, that would just be like, wasn't that a kid thing?
Mm.
Well, I guess...
It's a passion. You're not going to grow out of it.
Video games are going to be one of the things that isn't just going to be kids. You know what I mean? Like adults and kids do.
Well, we're the first generation that are going to be old playing them.
Yeah, you had to get off Fortnite.
Yeah, because all the kids were smashing it. It wasn't fun anymore.
That's why Dan doesn't even let the kids play on his raids.
Isn't that annoying, Dan, when there's like a 10-year-old and they just slay you on video games?
There's nothing more emasculating than getting beaten up by a 10-year-old.
I know. And then you're like, I'm going to tell your mum. I'm going to dub on you.
That's why I verse computer bosses that are AI.
Yeah. Smart man, Dan.
Your ego can take that. Your ego can take that. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for calling through.
Thank you very much.
Well,
catch you later.
You too, man. See you, man. 13, 10, 60. That's what we want to know. Computer games number one in your
house.
What
about Dungeons and Dragons? Is that a computer game?
No, it's a board game. Yeah. It's a dice rolling game and role
I would take that. I would take that because I'm fascinated by that.
Right.
It's similar though.
Because you've got to have a set time.
Yeah. And they all meet up.
I think it can take longer. That can take like 6 hours, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Ethan didn't come to visit his elderly grandmother because he had
Dungeons and Dragons
on. Yeah.
And was it split gender? Like half-half or?
Mainly guys. I think they occasionally had a girl join them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to know, 13, 10, 60. Samantha, is gaming number one in your life?
Not in my life. Now, but when I was younger, I guess in like the early 2000s, my dad was huge into gaming. Right. He might have been on the front foot of it a little bit.
Okay.
Online, like, I think WoW and EverQuest and that sort of thing.
Oh, yep.
And my mum swears that it contributed to their divorce. She always says that.
Oh, because he just put that first.
Yes. But, I mean, he was a tradie. He'd work really hard all day, and I think he'd come home, and that's how he would unwind.
Mm. At least in divorce, you got half his loot.
Yeah, that's right.
I think what's hard with the gaming part is it's usually one person alone, whereas if he spent the same amount of time vegging out watching Netflix with her, she would have loved that.
See, if there was Netflix back then, maybe it would have saved their marriage.
Maybe.
Because that's something you're both doing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's because it's
or they both game if you can get them into it.
Yeah, that's true.
Raid together. The family that raids together stays together.
Do you raid with your boyfriend, Ash?
You ever raided? You ever gone on a raid?
No, he's tried to get me into it so many times, but I just don't have the patience for it.
Okay.
Are you surprised with how many calls we've got here?
We have so many calls. Like, I am surprised, actually. And I feel good because I know that I'm not alone.
Yeah, support group.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Liam, has gaming controlled your life?
I wouldn't say controlled, but from 7:30 till about 12 o'clock every Sunday, me and my best mate from Tamworth jump on the old Fortnite and get absolutely destroyed. But
It is a good way to stay in contact with someone who's moved away or overseas. You can hook up with them and play.
Well, if the wedding goes ahead, he's going to be my best man, but we didn't really have the time to catch up through the week. We're both busy, flat out working, and we thought, you know, if we book it in and lock it in, that way both of our partners know, and they sort of give us a bit of space, a bit of protest, but you get that on the big jobs.
I like he's getting up early. I mean, that's initiative, isn't it? You know, on a Sunday morning, it's commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I thought you said 7:30 at night till 12 in midnight, right? You do it early in the morning.
Early in the morning, then usually mow on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, see?
Oh, what a day. Liam.
All right, Mish, our producers put you over. What's your view on the gaming?
Oh, look, I have to be, don't crucify me, guys, but Abs, I reckon you're probably where I'm at. Dan, dude, seriously, you need to just snap out of it.
Oh.
Your beautiful producers come up, and woman producer, mind you, has 8 months up here, and his main objective or main concern is to play on online gaming. Oh, like, seriously, it makes me so angry because there's enough going on in life, but then to have a priority of gaming over his partner or, you know, work and things like that. I mean, look, I know I sound judgmental, but dude, seriously, stop it.
Wow.
Just stop it, man. Like, go to work, not think about gaming, think about your life and your partner.
Can't a man like, have a hobby?
Well, it sounds like you've been in this situation before, Mish.
Oh, Abs, honestly, my ex-partner, he wasn't huge on it, but when he would get in the zone, it was like, you know, I couldn't even have a conversation and it's like so dialed in. I'm like, if he put that much effort into what we were doing, he would be the happiest man alive, trust me.
Maybe you dress up as one of the characters, Mish, you know, on World of Warcraft and then
get his attention.
Man, I'm so cranky at him because obviously, you know, priorities are set aside. Like, seriously, dude.
Hang on, Mish, calm down a little. I mean, dude's just playing some PlayStation a couple of times a week.
Yeah, what about if Ash said, look, 7:30, that's our time.
Well, then they'd have to discuss that.
You know what? there's so many better things you could be doing. Look, I get it. That's his thing. But to have allocated time slots where, hey, Ash, babe, sorry, you know, dinner's not going to be good tonight because I'm in the zone. Like, you know, raid her instead of raiding the bloody game. Like, Seriously.
Thank you for calling, Mish. There you go.
Thanks, Mish.
Dress up as a computer. Ash, away you go.
Yeah, I've actually thought about that before. Yeah.
Make him your PlayStation.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks is worth $10,000 tomorrow, the 11th of May. Here are some answers to make it easier to win the 10 grand.
Hannah, hypnotist, and one of my favourite things, halloumi.
Here you go. Answering to your, for the genes inherited for it.
Earlier in the podcast.
So you need to check, like we were saying, whether it is a dominant or a recessive case. But in the recessive case, passing on dwarfism to your child requires teamwork. Both parents must give you them.
The gene.
Right. The child can inherit dwarfism from your father only if the other parent also gives them a dwarfism gene copy. The odds of this happening are pretty small. So it depends whether it's in the dominance or the recessive genes. Genes are interesting, aren't they?
Aren't they?
They are. Great when they're on sale.
Especially when now they can remove some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it's science.
It's science.
The wonderful world of science.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Andy Lee is a man that doesn't need an introduction. But we'll give him one anyway.
Oh, yes. He's a radio host, TV host, an author. And he joins us this morning to talk about Do Not Open This Book, which is available as an audiobook on Listener. Hey, buddy.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, we love your books because we all love reverse psychology when it comes to the kids. And it's like, you know, do not learn the time. You're like, yes, this will get them. So now this is awesome that it's audio. Are you voicing them?
I am. I'm putting on a voice. And you can decide whether it's good or not.
Come on, show us some.
But I had a shock there. Someone behind the scenes here. Mm. Wasn't your producer, but someone at my end that's connecting the calls.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, your next interview is with Matt and Abby.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, Stav has finally left. I wonder.
Were you scared that he's left the job or died?
Yeah. I thought left the job, and I was hoping it was something, you know, in a burst of fury where he just went through everybody on his way out and then stormed out. But then I get here, and look, I am relieved.
Andy, you're the first person that would know. I would call you before I told anybody else, mate.
We did that once. We did that once when we hypnotised him because radio, and we told him that he'd won all this money and he's allowed to do whatever he wants. And Stav did, and I've got to find out on film. He jumped on tables. Mm. He told everyone to get lost, that he's never coming back. And I just love it because I know the bosses were like, "That's wonderful. Look at him hypnotised." I'm like, I don't think you realise that is his inner voice now coming out.
I'll tell you now, Andy, the hypnotism didn't even work.
Oh, brilliant.
Buddy, so with this one on Listener, we still want to hear that voice that you put
how
on.
You read
very early in the morning. Okay. Well, he's actually kind of British, so he like, this all stems from me reading my books to my nephew.
Oh, yeah.
And they love this pompous idea. So, you know, oh, no, you've opened the book. Mm. He's kind of like that. And then he gets more angry as he goes through.
That's actually really good, Andy. Oh. I like that voice on you. It suits you.
Thank you.
See, my children, if I read a book and I put on the voices, they go, don't do that.
Oh, really?
They go, you're ruining the story. I go, no, I'm adding to it. They go, no, just read with your voice.
The other thing that breaks my heart, Andy.
I'm probably expecting that feedback as well, I reckon.
No, your voice is much better than Maddie's. But I don't know if this happens with your nephew or if it's happened to you, Matt, because I got pretty good at the Octonauts voices and I was reading those books and I would do all the characters and I was pretty much nailing it. And then we were just flicking around the channels the other day and I put on the Octonauts was on. I was like, oh, look, the Octonauts. And Rory's like, who are they? She doesn't even remember all the hours we spent.
Come on, show us one. What was your favourite character?
Captain Barnacle was my favourite.
Go.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
No, it's
now he's shy.
Now I'm shy.
Because it sucked. Now, not only have you got this, you guys, you and Hamish are both back with the Remembering Project on Listener as well. You guys did some wild, wild things when you were doing Drive here on B105 and you're going back and reliving those. Are there times when you do things and you're like, we should have died that day?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The Remembering Project and like the read-alongs for the books, it's all on Listener, the Listener app. I should point out it's free. You can download it and listen for free. But Yeah, well, Hamish and I look back at things and go, yeah, that was far more dangerous. The one time we did get in trouble, well, this doesn't come up on the remembering project, so this is my own little remembering project with you guys right now. But oh, the we were at the top. We'd done a road trip, caravan of courage. We'd taken our caravan all the way up to Darwin. And there was a croc-infested creek. We did paper rock scissors to see who had to swim across it.
Wow.
And that was really dumb, and I don't recommend that to anyone. But I remember getting in huge trouble from Grumpy Dave Cameron at the time, just saying how stupid that was. And it was very angry. I think he was more protecting his asset that was making a lot of advertising money.
No, no, you know what that was? But, all he saw was paperwork for him swimming across that creek there going, that's going to ruin my week.
Admin. So, there are a bunch of things. The other thing we've noticed listening back to a few of the shows is like, gee, I'm not sure if we'd say that anymore. Yeah. Times have changed, obviously, since 2006, 15 years ago. And it's not like we're saying anything completely unruly, but there's certain language that I go, nah, we wouldn't use that now. So you can get a little shock when you're listening back.
Hindsight.
Yeah.
My friends and I were talking about you actually losing...
So you can get a little shock when you're listening back.
Hindsight.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friends and I were talking about you actually losing your tooth. Do you remember doing ice hockey?
Yes. Yeah, and my girlfriend at the time was so angry because
I remember being there when Grumpy Dave was also yelling at you about that.
Yeah, he was, and there was, and I had an interview with Meatloaf like 4 days later, and I had a fake tooth, and Hamish and I had gone down to the supermarket. We didn't really have an idea for Meatloaf, but we went down to the supermarket and bought like packets of minced meat. We cut little slits in them, and we slipped our feed in them, and we're walking around with meat loafers on, waiting for him to arrive, thinking he'll find this really, really funny. Uh-huh. He didn't get it at all and didn't even acknowledge our meat loafers. And so I was getting the giggles while we were recording the interview with him. And when you try and hold in the laugh, you know how you build up that pressure?
Yeah.
Well, my tooth flung out straight across at meat loaf.
And so you did the whole interview, spat your tooth in him, and never, ever mentioned the meat loafers at all. Did you please tell me?
I don't think so.
That is so good.
Wow. So good. He would have thought he was in the deep south of America.
Wow. Buddy, your brilliant, brilliant book, Do Not Open This Book. It's available exclusively as an audio book on Listener, which you can get for free. Hold there. We have decided to get our children to help us out with this interview.
Yeah, because you normally host like the 100, you know, so you're asking all the questions. Yes. So we just said to our kids, would you like to ask Andy Lee some questions? Because it's a kid's book.
I'm up for it.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Be wary, though. If they're better than you, Stav, you might be told to leave. and the rest of you as well.
All right, keep your teeth in, Andy. Yeah. Keep your teeth in.
You host a brilliant show.
Come on, guys. Let's follow the script, all right? Stop talking
one,
over each other.
One, two, three. Now, you do the 100, and you ask some pretty tricky questions to Australia, and they answer honestly. So we thought, why don't we, since you're a brilliant author of kids' books, you'd be used to dealing with kids, why don't we get our kids to ask you some questions?
Love it. How many kids have I got? I'm up again.
Only two out of the three were willing.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, right. So the first question, this one comes from Abby's son, Finn. How old's Finn?
Finn is 10.
10.
10 going on 20.
Right, here we go.
Hey, Andy, I heard you join something called the Mile High Club. What is that?
Well, Finn, the Mile High Club is when you get to play a certain game with, I would recommend a close friend, but you can play with a stranger.
Yeah.
And you do it up a mile high in the air, up in a plane generally. But, not exclusive to planes. I'm sure hot air balloons and blimps would also accept it.
Imagine a blimp.
It doesn't have to. Because someone else has to fly it. That's not. Yeah.
You got that guy in the basket with the hot air balloon. Yeah.
Ignore me, guys.
Hot. Okay.
This is my 8-year-old Xander.
Hey, Andy. My parents always say money can't buy happiness, but you're happy. How rich are you?
Thank you, Xavier. Look, I won the lottery when I met a friend of mine called Hamish, right? And I get paid to just laugh at his funny jokes. So my advice is you get two bouts of happiness. You get a lot of laughter there, but you also do get some money. So definitely study hard at school, go to uni, and then drop out immediately when you find someone funny enough to attach yourself to.
That's actually sound advice.
Great advice.
Yeah, that is great advice.
Okay, so Finny's back. You're very good.
Yeah.
Have you been asked a lot of questions from your nephews and stuff?
Yeah, they're normally a little bit curly as well. So you've got to be good at skirting around the edges. But if they're real bad, I just go, oh, your mum really wanted to tell you the answer.
It's a special moment between you and your mum. Off you go.
Funny, I do the same with my children, Andy. That's the mum question. Yeah. Okay, another one here from Finny.
Hey, Andy, why did you buy your girlfriend a dog, not an engagement ring?
Dogs are cheaper.
Yeah, it's the right answer.
but she's welcome to wear the dog on her ring finger. If you want.
Right. I don't know how the dog would feel about that.
And last one here from Xander. Here we go.
Hey, Andy, who should I vote for in the election? Pauline Hanson or Clive Palmer? It's a real tough one. You decide.
They're both wonderful choices, so I'm going to flip a coin as well, Ben. or you can always just write in your own little box and put a name alongside it. Maybe even put in Stav.
Uncle Andy told me to put a donkey vote down. There we are. Hey, buddy, so great to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
You guys are legends, and Xander and Finn, I salute you both. I'm going to send you a little something.
Oh, legend.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, ladies, if you can remember looking over at your man and if you look up to kiss him, you're doing it all wrong. Because I tell you what, tall men are not in fashion at the moment. It's all about hashtag short king. Yeah, Maddie, this is your time to be alive. They're saying that...
awesome.
Would you say you're short?
It is a season. It is a season to just date who you want, and if they're shorter, then go for it. Because I think we're so socially... It is the norm because men are taller than women that it could be the norm to date someone who's taller than you. But they're saying, no. Because we're seeing it more in Hollywood or the real handsome men that are shorter, that we're more used to it. And they're using examples of Joe Jonas, who's going out with Sophie Turner.
Uh-huh. She's taller.
They're married, aren't they? They've got a kid.
Yep.
And she's taller.
Uh-huh.
Tom Holland.
Oh, yes, Spider-Man.
Yes.
And Zendaya, she's taller than him.
And they're saying, because we're seeing more of this, we go... Yeah, wait a minute. Why do we have to date someone who's taller?
But I thought it was the girls that wanted to.
Well, that's
feel
because
protected
we're,
and
yeah,
all
but
that
we're
kind
just it's the norm.
You're just going along with it.
Yeah, because I don't really feel like I need to be, I don't know, protected by someone's taller. It's not the size, it's the size of their muscles on their arms. Not their height.
Thank you.
But I feel cool. I get really upset about people saying that they're allowed to say things about short people. Because my son doesn't like being classed as short and everyone always goes, oh, my God, he's so short for his age. But I'm never going to turn around to their child and go, oh, my God, he's so big and fat for his age. Because you don't do it because it's not nice.
No.
Well, women are allowed to say, I don't date short men.
Yeah, but men aren't allowed to go, well, I don't date someone who's wider.
That's right. They will
neither
get crucified.
Of them, neither of them are nice.
No,
but now they're saying
not.
With people like Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman, it's like, no, you meet someone that you just like. And people are saying that it's freeing now. Ladies are saying that I feel like I'm free to go, oh, wait a minute. Why have I always thought that I have to go out with someone who's taller? I thought that I like it.
Rory always gets over people saying how tall she is as well.
Yeah.
I'll never forget my first kiss with Catherine Lawrence when I stood on a chair.
Wow. A chair?
Yes. You know, remember the brown, like in the playground, like the brown big long bench chairs?
Yeah.
I stood on one of them and went on my tippy toes.
Wow.
For my very first kiss. And little did I know then that I would actually be standing on my throne.
I know.
Now that I'm a short king.
If she said to you, hey, my short king.
Your high chair throne.
I actually
It's a great thing. It's going off on TikTok at the moment. It's got millions and millions of views of everyone going, Yeah, my short king.
Yeah, and then if you want to get away from him, you can just go on a roller coaster.
See ya!
I forget who it was, but one of the mums at Mum's Gone Wild said to me when we were at Hey Chica, she said, "You're shorter than I thought you would be."
Yeah.
And I said,
"For your big personality."
I said to her, "Does my voice sound tall?"
Yeah.
And she said, "No, your attitude."
Ah, you got short really? Man attitude.
No, she was saying that he sounds like a tall man, but maybe that's what it is.
Mm. Yeah.
I find that a lot of short guys are very successful.
Okay.
I'm just saying that a lot of like tall guys think, "Oh, I'm tall. I've achieved." And it's like, no, mate, you haven't. You then have to do something with it.
Mm. Bill Gates, he seems shortish. I guess he doesn't seem like a tall man.
I just want to know on 13 10 60, do you have a short king? Because it's such a thing of going, "I want someone who's tall," but no. Just have someone the same height or even shorter.
Mm.
Look down on them forever.
You're going to anyway.
Oh, there it is. Okay, we've worked it out.
No,
it's not about having a short king.
I didn't say.
Right, no. You down there.
All right. Short jester.
And maybe if you're a guy and you've always been, I don't know, maybe worried about your height and you're like, when I'm dating, they always say that they want a tall guy, I rock up. Is the time changing? Have you noticed that now it's not an issue like it used to be? Yeah.
You could be the short king. Maybe you have quite a tall...
Maybe you should change your Tinder profile. Go, "Hey, I'm looking for a tall queen for the short king."
No, you got to be careful with that as a guy because... So, Stephanie in North Lakes, you love a short king.
I do. I love my short king, absolutely.
So have you always been, you're always dated people that are shorter or you've just fallen in love with someone that happened to be?
No, I am 6 foot tall and I'm the shortest of my five siblings. So we're from a very, very tall family and I was a Tinderella, like a serial dater. And my stupid prerequisite, like I'm talking 100 dates in a year.
Right.
So I would just go on any date, but they had to be taller. And I was like, why am I doing this? And my husband, who I met on Tinder, just was like, "I want to go out with you." And I was like, "But you're shorter." And I did. And, married 6 years now.
Wow. How much shorter is he?
Like 7 centimetres, so it's not a big deal. But it was this really weird prerequisite. I have no idea where it came from, but I just wouldn't go on dates.
That's what people are saying, that all these girls have decided, wait a minute, why was that important?
Mm-hmm.
It's so silly. Yeah. I don't know where it came from, but I was just always told to find someone taller, I suppose.
And what was it about him then? So do you reckon the fact that he's a bit shorter, he had a bit more confidence or...?
No, he was just the kindest, sweetest person, and we were engaged 3 months after meeting and married a year later, and everyone thought we were crazy, but he's just my absolute soulmate. Like, just...
Wow.
There you go.
No, tell him what he is.
He's your...
short king.
He's your short king.
Cheryl, you got a short king?
I do. I'm married to a short king, and shout out to short king. He's an absolute rock. He's the bomb. And I would never date someone based on height. I think it's ridiculous. If someone's kind and gentle and beautiful, then go for it. You don't need to judge a person on their height.
It is a good point because it gives you absolutely no insight into their personality or their...
I feel like you're eliminating all those numbers.
Which was good for me for a while, though.
Yeah. Did it honestly work for you?
No, you still have
to have a good personality to back up that height, mate.
That was
your issue.
On your dating profile, you can say, "Can reach stuff on the top shelf."
I do say that. Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm here for you, buddy.
Yeah.
We could match.
I have a friend who can reach the top shelf. We're celebrating the short kings this morning.
Sue and Parkinson, have you got a short king?
Good morning, guys. I do have a short king. We've been married for 11 years and together 17.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go out, he thinks it's pretty cool because he thinks that people either think he has lots of money and he's rich or he has a big sausage.
I'm
5'8" and he's about 5'3".
Okay.
So there's a good height difference and he still encourages me to wear heels and he loves it.
There you go.
There you go.
And there you go. And he enjoys his kingdom. Thanks for calling, Sue.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
We're all still doing the Wordle, aren't we? We might miss a day here and there, but generally we're still doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
My mum is upstaying at the moment, helping out. She loves Wordle. I've got her onto it. But she can't do the Wordle in silence. So I said to her, just so you know, I haven't done it, so don't do it. Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
Oh, there's a T in it.
Oh, it's a T. Oh, it's a C. Oh, I knew it was a double letter. Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you what it is. But you just did. And then once she gets it, she goes, oh, that's what it is. I do love that animal. And you're like, what are you doing? Thanks, but no thanks.
Driving my wife's car today.
Is that the wuss one?
Is it in her name or is it in both of your names?
Both my names.
Yep.
Yes, it is the wuss one.
It is the wuss one.
W-U-S. On the number plate. But she drives it, mainly. Mm-hmm. And that's because the ute is going in for a service today, so she's going to drop it off this morning. I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, she's nice.
Well, I didn't get it.
I was going to say, she's nice dropping it on for service for you, for your car.
Yeah, well, it had to be in at 20 past nine, and I'm here with you. Yeah,
no, that's what I'm saying. Just
nice. Why are you laughing?
Your face is funny.
It's like, why are you always taking my wife's side?
No, but I don't understand issue.
I said it was nice of her to take your car for a service.
Oh, yeah. But then you had that look on your face, like, I've got something else I want to say.
Nah, I didn't. You just gave me a look like, get stuffed.
Oh, okay, well, let's push that to the side. But I get into her car this morning.
I know where this is going.
What do you reckon happens?
She never fills it up with petrol.
Little bing? Was there a bing?
There was a lot of bings.
A little bing.
Was there?
And I'm like, how long's that been binging for? So I was like, maybe I can bing my way down the Centenary to work.
Ah, easy. It's all downhill.
Yeah, you don't know how long it's been there for.
How long has it been binging?
That's true.
Because, you know, it's not, mightn't be the first bing.
How many bings have got left in it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I filled it up. And then also whilst driving it, I realised the headlights are out.
Wow.
So the headlights aren't working properly on it. Yes. So not only do I have to fill it with petrol, which I did this morning, I have to now go and change light bulbs in it.
Gosh, how many people does that take?
To know, Steph.
Thanks.
No thanks.
Trying to cut out dairy. Found out she's got a little bit of an intolerance. She's been getting the almond milk and the macadamia nut milk and the oat milk.
You can get coconut as well,
coconut milk. You can, yes. But the oat milk container is exactly the same height and shape as a chicken stock container.
Oh, no.
And I don't always look. Went to pour some chicken stock into my spaghetti bolognese last night.
Oh no.
It was the almond milk.
Do you have to start again?
Probably.
Did you taste it? Did it taste a bit weird?
No, that tasted fine.
I'm sure you can put milk in it.
It's a carbonara now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almonds, really.
Yeah, it was when
it's
I put
not really
the,
milk.
It was when I put the chicken stock in cat's coffee. That one didn't work. So thanks for nothing.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.